to Red, White, and Mystery Stories, everybody. The hottest podcast on the World Wide Web. The whole World Wide Web.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The cool. Entirety.
Yes. I'm Patrick. I'm Dunn. Perhaps you remember me from the previous galaxy of episodes. And whom do I have the pleasure of being in the room with today?
Jill Buck.
Yes. The one and only.
Yep.
Jillian Buck.
Actually in the same room.
Yes.
Which is like crazy talk.
Crazy town. The band that sings Butterfly. Sugar baby. Come my lady. Come my lady. Feel my butterfly. Sugar baby. Is that how it goes?
Something like
close
that.
Close enough.
Yeah. It's close, I think.
Didn't he do like meth or something?
Didn't he like smoke crack a lot?
Yeah.
He was on like one of those rehab shows, I feel like.
Yeah. Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Oh, God.
You always just choked at your drink. Anyway, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, this is the podcast where we talk about mysteries.
While drinking booze.
Yes. We are here. It's a nice, crisp fall day, even though it's like 100 degrees outside.
Yeah, it is not crisp.
We're in the jungles of nowhere right now, the middle of the woods.
It's in the 80s. It's basically still summer, even though it's October, which I, don't get me wrong, I am fucking loving it.
But are you confused? Are you sexually confused by the weather?
No, not even a little.
It's getting you all hot and bothered. You got hot blood.
Yeah, I'm gonna just start convulsing in the street.
Yes.
With dance plague.
All right, so if you listen to last week's episode, the dance fever, whatever it was called. We wanted to talk about how it was like tied in, like maybe it inspired the Footloose town, because maybe Strasbourg, like, you know, they're like, we had the fucking dancing plague of 1518. We never want to see dancing ever again. And maybe the town of Footloose like was inspired by this.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe they're like, no dancing, it leads to death.
Yes, it's the devil's work, my sons and daughters. We don't want this at all, ever, ever again. So we forgot to mention that, but this is our no bone zone
for that episode.
Yeah, we haven't done a no bone zone in a while.
No, we've been finding out that we've been wrong about things, so that's always helpful.
Yeah. So,
not saying that we're not wrong, I'm just saying we're not finding out about it, so yay.
Yeah, we'll get like a deluge.
Yeah, we're going to get like all of a sudden the first emails we've ever gotten.
Yeah, and speaking of deluge, I think that's a perfect segue into tonight's topic.
It's true, it kind of is.
Yeah, so here in not so beautiful South Carolina, we just recently experienced Hurricane Florence, and
yes,
she flooded the countryside. It was just like water everywhere. It smelled like mold. It was nasty. We had mosquitoes the size of fucking hummingbirds. We had West Nile all over the place. It was everywhere, and I don't know. Just it was very biblical, so to say.
And this
got me thinking of Kevin Costner in Waterworld. I don't know, just searching for land.
Yeah, and, you know, inevitably that just brings us to, you know, biblical shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works out in our brains, but it does.
Yeah.
So it brings us to Noah's Ark.
Yeah, not confused with Noah's Arcade from Wayne's World.
Yes. Very good point.
Yeah. All right. So, if you know us, we're not biblical people, so to say. We're not
really, really not.
We're not Jesus stompers. We don't stomp for Jesus.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
I have no idea.
God thumpers? We're like, I don't know.
Bible thumpers?
Bible thumpers. I knew there was a word thumper, but I don't know why it's stomper. There's like an angry gang of like Jesus freaks that are just like crushing heads right now if you're not into Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, jeez is right. Yes. So I guess Noah's Ark. I mean, a lot of us know the story. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights, not to be confused with the Josh Hartnett movie. And
right.
The world was an evil place. People were like raping and pillaging villages and, I don't know, stealing things and, I don't know, worshiping false idols.
Yes, and, you know, making God generally angry.
Yes, and as told in Genesis chapters 6 and 9, and no, not Sega Genesis, but rather the other Genesis, about an epic story about God ready to smite planet Earth and return it to its pre-creation glory. And, I don't know, I feel like if you're going to do that, just bring back plants.
Yeah, seriously.
who cares?
Yeah, like, you can start over on the animals and maybe just leave out the people this time, because they are what fucked it over in the first place.
All right, so I got some hot facts about Noah and his ark. You want to hear some hot facts?
Yes.
All right. The ark is to save Noah, his family. I guess he has a wife and kids, I don't know.
Yeah, so I believe he was allowed to bring his wife and his sons.
Ooh.
He was not allowed to bring his daughters, which I think is bullshit.
So how would, like, they procreate?
I mean, in all honesty, like, let's look at the Bible for what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you start off with Adam and Eve, and they have two sons. Where do the rest of the people come from? Somebody had to fuck their mom. Like, really?
Maybe that's where the word motherfucker came from.
Like, seriously. Yeah.
I know. They had to get her while she was still fertile. So, I don't know.
This is now turning into an episode of The X-Files. Home.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right. So you think that, what was that family's name? The Peacocks?
Yes!
The Peacocks.
I knew it was in relation to something else in my brain. Mrs. Peacock from Clue. So, yeah.
That's how you tie things always back to either The X-Files or Clue.
Clue.
The movie, not the board game.
Yep.
Okay. So, do you think that the Peacocks are, like, long distant relatives of Adam and Eve?
I mean, technically, aren't we supposedly all?
Well, I guess we are, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I guess everyone died except for Noah and his wife, so.
And his sons, I think.
Yeah. His sons. The Noah clan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. So I guess they're the new Adam and Eve?
Oh, it was his sons and their wives, I think.
Oh, so he had adult kids, I guess.
Yeah, like, he was, like, an older man.
Oh, was he?
I believe.
He was, like, Russell Crowe age, because Russell Crowe played him in the movie.
Sure.
So however old Russell Crowe is...
That's how old Noah was.
That's how old Noah was.
Probably not, because people only lived to, like, a ripe old age of 30 back then, so he was probably really, like, a teenager, but had adult children.
Yeah, he was, like, 27 or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he was an old man near death at any moment.
He was about to join the 27 club. He's like, you know what, I'm not going to make it through this whole flood. I don't know if I can do it, but just in case I don't...
Feed me to the lions.
Yeah, feed me to the lions that we rescued. And, fuck your mom. Do me proud.
Ew.
Fuck her like I would, son. Fuck her like I would.
Oh, that's so wrong.
And make a bunch of beautiful babies that look just like me, talk like me. I almost went to, like, an Eminem song right there. The Real Slim Shady. Ooh, maybe The Real Slim Shady is, like, a take on Noah's Ark.
I think you're reading way too much into this.
Alright, so the Ark was to save Noah, his fam, and his representative of all species from a divine flood. Yes, not just a flood, a divine flood.
Yes.
Intended to wipe out all life. Bye, girl.
But as we know, he fucked up based on the song. He could not find the unicorns because they were off.
What song
gallivanting.
Is this?
The green alligator song, the unicorn song. There were green alligators and long-necked geese. Humpback camels and some chimpanzees.
The fuck are you
talking
about?
Cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're not gonna find no unicorns or something like that. And it talks about, like, Noah, the Ark, and the flood. And it talks about, like, the rain started falling, and he couldn't find the unicorns because they were off, like...
Gallivanting in the meadow.
They were, like, off having fun and playing pranks because that's what they did.
Oh.
And he couldn't find them because that's what they were off doing. So he rounded up all the other animals and then, like, had to close up the ark because the rain started falling. And then all of a sudden the rain started falling and the water started getting deeper and the unicorns are like... Oh, fuck. Yeah. We screwed ourselves. And they're like, hey, help us. And he's like, too late, bitches.
He's like, bye, girl.
You've never heard that?
No.
It's like a kid's song. And they even have, like, hand motions. So it's like, green alligators and long-necked geese, humpy back camels and the chimpanzees.
All right, we'll have to do, like, a hot video of Jill doing the unicorn dance.
Cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, ain't gonna find no unicorns.
I don't know. We must have went to a different school or something growing up.
This was, like, a widespread thing. I'm pretty sure they did it on the elephant show. With the skinnamarinky-dinky-dink.
Yeah, I don't remember anything. I was, like, 4 when that was on.
Oh, come on. I remember that. And I'm 4 years younger than you.
It's all a blur to me. It's all a blur.
I don't remember shit.
I moved on to All My Children by that point.
Yeah.
I was watching Susan Lucci. And you were still, like, dancing with unicorns or something.
I was 4 years younger than you, bitch.
Yeah,
give it up.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to get, want to hear about the size of the boat?
Yes.
You excited? You ready for some numbers?
Oh, yeah.
You a numbers girl?
I am not a numbers girl, but whatever.
All right. Do you know what a cubit is? A cubit?
I have heard the term before.
All right. Well, this boat, this ark was 300 cubits in length. Ooga. and 50 cubits in width and 30 cubits in height. So, ooh, I'm excited by this.
Isn't that, they bring that up in, like, Evan Almighty, too. They use the same, like, terminology, I think, which is kind of funny.
Ooh, let's look up a cubit. Let's see, like, what a cubit is.
What is a cubit? Should we ask Siri?
If she answers quickly.
You go right ahead, because mine won't.
500 square feet equals 125 cubit feet, which, I don't know, this doesn't seem right based on the, I don't know. I don't really don't care. It's pre-metric.
Old-timey measurements. Yeah.
It's like religious measurements.
Yeah.
All right. It had three internal divisions, which are not actually called decks, although presumably this is what it is intended to be. It has a door in the side, a toshar, T-S-O-H-A-R, which may either be a roof or a skylight. And it is made of something called gopher wood. Do you know what gopher wood is?
I'm guessing some type of wood.
It was a term used once in the Bible for the substance from which Noah's Ark was built. I guess it's... They said it's like maybe like a cedar-ish type wood.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it's like the old-timey word for cedar.
Hmm.
Maybe cedar wasn't invented yet. But one thing I will say, it is unrelated to the North American animal, the gopher, so ooga.
All right. Fun. Yeah.
So I don't know. That's my wood corner right there.
that could be greatly misconstrued.
Yes. And so, all right. So we know that Noah, he gathered up all the animals.
Except for the unicorns.
Except for the unicorn. But, like, why did, like, he bring mosquitoes? Like, why? Like, there's got to be things that you're just like, why did he bring this?
Well, I mean, in all honesty, I don't think the Bible was thinking, like, that in that reference. They're just thinking, like, you know, the bigger animals that everybody's going to think of, like, you know, like the doves and the tigers and the giraffes. And I'm sorry, but he couldn't have gotten all animals from all continents. Let's face it. Let's be real here.
Well, maybe we were in, like, Pangaea then. It was, like, Pangaea, like, the continents were all together.
All right.
Yeah, maybe there was, like, only one climate. So everything lived in harmony and together. They weren't separated. There wasn't like marsupials over here.
Yeah, but didn't Pangaea break up like when the dinosaurs were around? Of course, according to the Bible, the dinosaurs never happened, and you know, Noah was around that time. So
maybe he didn't. Maybe you know what?
Excuse me, sorry.
Maybe the dinosaurs were too big and they couldn't fit onto the ark.
And you're saying this is like the Bible's way of saying they wiped out because of the flood because they couldn't fit on the ark because they were a mistake or something?
Yeah, like they weren't meant to be. I don't know. Like they were too large.
Yeah,
God wanted us men to be rulers of the planet.
See how that turned out.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe he eventually wanted technology and, you know, he didn't want a Flintstones world where dinosaurs were like tools.
And, you know, pets.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like weird. Like, all right, we're kind of going to like a huge side tangent, but like in the world of the Flintstones and in Bedrock,
yes,
dinosaurs are like tools and pets.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of it's like you have a vacuum that's like a dinosaur, then you also have like Dino.
It's true. I mean, but there's also other things that other animals that are tools that are not dinosaurs.
That
too.
Is true. There's like weird birds and stuff. They're like
unarmed. And like lizards and frogs and stuff.
I know, like cheetahs.
Yeah, that are all tools and whatnot, but... Yeah.
We were just awful to the to animals back then.
So. I mean, we're still pretty awful to animals, let's be real.
We are, but I don't know. I feel like we don't, like, keep in our house to, like, open envelopes and stuff.
It's true.
Like, using the vacuum.
I don't think that actually existed.
I don't know. You know, like, you use, like, a fucking bird's beak to, like, chisel a message on, like, a tablet.
No, I don't think that would ever work in, like, real life.
It did in Hanna-Barbera's world.
Well, Hanna-Barbera's world was, you know, animated, so...
I don't know.
Things were different. The laws of physics did not necessarily apply.
There could be some hot accuracy to it. You never know.
Pre-Noah accuracy. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've been thinking about... him and the animals, and it's just kind of like, okay. Like, do you think he picked and choose, like, the ones that he, like, do you think there were, like, cunty animals we don't know about?
It's entirely possible. I mean, how would we know if this actually happened?
Because all the records were destroyed.
There really weren't any.
Yeah,
aside
well...
from the Bible.
I mean, like, say there was, like, a drawing of some, like, fun animal that doesn't exist anymore.
I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of those. in caves. Anyway.
Maybe the floodwaters washed away the drawings
of the cave. Remnants. Yeah. Any information about that?
Yeah, because you know that water got dirty. That was some dirty water, girl.
Love that dirty water.
Yeah. I mean, it flooded here and it smelled like fucking shit for like days. I can't imagine what like, earth smelled like for, I don't know, a long time.
Well, there were fewer people too. And, well, it probably smelled a lot like dead bodies. Because, yeah. I mean, he washed away all the humans. That was kind of the point, is he wanted to get rid of all the fucking humans.
Yeah, did all the bodies just float somewhere? Because I just picture like the cleanup crew. So it's just Noah and his sons.
And their wives.
And their wives. And I don't know, like a few animals used as tools maybe.
Aww.
So like, you know, the flood's over. The boat lands on Mount Ararat or whatever, wherever they say it landed.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they come off and they're like, oh no, we just have to like muddle through all these bodies. Who cares? Let the bodies hit the floor. To quote Mudvayne or whatever.
And now that song's going to be stuck in my head.
Yeah, maybe, do you think Let the Bodies Hit the Floor was inspired by Noah's days after the flood?
No. No, no, not at all.
I think, I don't know. When I heard that song for the first time, it was very biblical to me.
I'm trying to look up. There's totally a, History Channel thing that I think my dad was watching that, like, gave plausible explanations as to, like, a flood that could have occurred that could have been, like, the... what Noah thought was the entire world flooding, but it was just like an area that he was in flooded.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a hot scoop right here while you're searching for that. So the first edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica in 1771, they believed that the Ark existed. It's a fact. It was in the encyclopedia. So I don't know if it was the 1700s and you're like writing your scholarly essay on Noah's Ark.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be fact. You get 100 for it because it famously attempted to explain how the Ark could house all living animal types. And famous old time scholars, Boito and Kircher, they have proved geometrically that taking the comet Cupid as a foot and a half, okay, hold on, a cubit is a foot and a half, the ark was abundantly sufficient for all the animals supposed to be lodged in it. The number of species of animals will be found much less than is generally imagined, not amounting to 100 species of quadrupeds. So I'm guessing, you know, maybe he kind of got like certain types of animals, but maybe they were able to like intermingle and create new species in the new world, maybe.
How do you prevent, like, the lions from eating, like, the prey animals?
You separate them. You kind
of... Yeah, but, like, what do you feed all of these animals?
Bring in some chum, like, some chum animals, like, ones that are just, like, destined to, like, be...
Wow, that's got to be rough. We're saving you! Come on, we're going to save you! You're going to be food for all these other animals.
Like, you're like the peasants on the Titanic. You're on the bottom level.
Oh, man, that's rough.
You live down at the bottom, and then, like, come down here, like... Winnie the Pooh, like, come live down here with all your, like, 100-acre wood friends. And they're like, oh, thank you so much for saving us, Noah. We appreciate you so much. Oh, you're the best.
Aww.
I'm going to give you a pot of honey when we finally find a tree again. And he's like, all right, well, I have a room for you, Winnie. You can go right downstairs, bottom level. We got a nice little nook for you. Nook for you and Piglet and
aww.
Tigger and Aru and Kanga and Owl and Eeyore. Eeyore's like, I don't know about this, Winnie. This doesn't.
Poor
this
is Eeyore.
To me. Oh, fuck you, Eeyore. Fuck you. Don't be such a fucking sourpuss. And next thing you know, they're fucking food.
Yeah.
You're being fucking eaten by fucking the cowardly lion up on the, you know, chilling on the main deck. He's like the rose in the story.
Oh.
And Winnie is Jack. I love you. I love you, cowardly lion.
Yeah. Never let go. Never let go. Oh, God.
So maybe there's, like a chum room that they call, you only need, like, a 40-day supply, right?
I guess, but a 40-day supply is a lot.
Maybe ration it good. Maybe, like, ration it.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, what about the other animals that eat, like, you know, that are herbivores?
Eat plants and shit?
They didn't have milling processes back then, so you didn't have, like, a shit ton of grain or anything, and even that... It's going to go bad. It's going to get moldy. Any vegetables and shit. Why do you think so many old sailors had scurvy? Because they couldn't have, like, fresh fruits and veggies on board because it would just rot so quickly because of the, humid...
Conditions? Maybe they put air. Maybe they put a garden on the roof, on the Toshar or whatever I said it was. The Sohar.
Really difficult.
I don't know. I
feel like a lot of this is not plausible.
Well, our famous old time scholars Boito and Kircher, they aggressively believed this. So I don't know. It's in the Encyclopedia Britannica. You know it's true. You know it's true. All right. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
They also endorsed the supernatural explanation for the flood, stating that many attempts have been made to account for the deluge by means of natural causes, but these attempts have only tended to discredit philosophy and to render their authors ridiculous. So they're kind of saying they believe that it might have been like a localized flood.
Right, which is what I was talking about with the History Channel thing. Mm-hmm. They were talking about like a localized flood. So it didn't actually flood the planet. It just flooded this one area. And yeah.
So like we were in a full water world. Like maybe like, you know, Noah just kind of like stayed in this one area. He just anchored himself down and...
Well, yeah. I mean, we wouldn't think he'd go very far if one localized area flooded. He's not going to like drift all over the planet.
Yeah. Like maybe he knew there was a nearby mountain top that he just kind of like, I'm going to go over here. Like I know there's a mountain in this general area.
I don't think he really steered the boat much. I think he just kind of let it drift and then he was sending out the doves and they brought back the olive branch.
Oh, yeah. They knew it was safe.
Yeah. He knew that they had found land. Yeah. Dry land!
Yeah, well...
It's not a myth!
I mean, I figure you have to get a lot of dove, because, you know, I'm sure, like, the first few he sent out didn't, you know, they fucking got tired. And like, there's no fucking land! Where am I gonna go?
Shit!
Yeah. We're screwed! This is what it sounds like when we cry! Yeah, so Prince, When Doves Cry is also based on Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark.
Yes. So Prince and When the Bodies Hit the Floor... they're like related, lyrically, physically.
This is ridiculous.
Yes. All right.
So great and ridiculous.
Hold on. Did you find any?
Not really.
Okay. Well, Encyclopedia Britannica in 1860 edition, they came back to it. You want to hear them? You want to hear what they had to say? 100 years later.
Yeah.
It's the 1860s. The world is, the Americas are an unrest period. Mm-hmm. We got the North and South clashing. I know Abraham Lincoln's doing Abraham Lincoln things. What else is going on in the
like
world?
Like dying in a theater, you mean?
That was still a few years out. This is 1860. Okay. Yeah, he's, I don't know, doing presidential things, giving speeches, inspiring us.
Mm-hmm. Fourscore.
Yeah, 7 years ago. Yeah. I don't know, we probably got some, I don't know, I'm sure some fun things are happening in Europe.
Oh, I'm sure. Plagues and whatnot.
Yeah, you had Jack the Ripper was just born. He was just being born into this world. And meanwhile, the Encyclopedia Britannica, they attempted to solve the problem of the Ark mm-hmm. being unable to house all the animal types by suggesting a local flood. Ooh, which we just said.
Yep.
And then in the 1910 edition, as part of a gradual surrender of attempts to square scientific facts with a literal interpretation of the Bible that resulted in the higher criticism... and the rise of the modern scientific views as to the origin of species. And this led to Noah's Ark now being, like, a myth. Like, mythological?
Yeah, I think that's a word. Yes. Yeah, that's a word.
So I think people are just starting to be like, all right, this is fucking foolish.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know
this
if this
makes
is real
no
or not.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to think about this, guys. We're smarter now. We found chloroform. We can now knock people out really quickly. And then, like, I don't know, like, remove their appendix that's about to burst.
Can you imagine how much poop must have been on that boat?
I mean, I probably would just, like, pushed it onto the sides.
Yeah, but, like, that's a lot of animals to be, like, sweeping poop off the sides. And pee.
Yeah, like, elephants, like, I've been to the circus. I've seen an elephant shit before. It's fucking disgusting.
It's a lot of it.
It's, like, the size of you.
You're, like, sweeping that out, like, 5 times a day.
Yeah, they shit a lot, too. It's, like...
Well, they're large animals. Of course they will. Not to mention, you know, the shit from him and his family.
Mm-hmm. Human shit. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe they're not pooping that much because they're not, like, eating a lot.
That's true.
They're not having as
They're all just going to be starved to death.
Yeah, they're having fewer bowel movements.
The lions look like that lion from Futurama. Freedom Waterfall. He's like, we taught this lion to eat tofu. And it's just in a cage, like, all ribby. And it's just like...
Save me. it's those, like, Bugs Bunny cartoons, like Waikiki Wabbit, where it's, like, they just look at each other and they just see, like, a hamburger.
Yes.
That fucking elephant is looking at everything and sees, like, a haystack.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So you want to hear about the search for Noah's Ark?
Yes, because there's a couple of times that it's supposedly been found, but that's been debunked, right?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Okay, so searches for Noah's Ark have been made from at least the time of 275 to the present day. And to today, the practice is widely regarded as pseudo-archaeology, which is kind of like a fun... You're like Indiana Jones, I guess, looking for the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah, it's like fake archaeology.
Yeah, or you're searching for like extraterrestrial life, like old extraterrestrial artifacts or biblical things.
You hear pseudo and you just should automatically think fake.
Yeah, so it's... Like, I think of us like as pseudo-archaeologists. What about you?
I think of us as pseudo-scientists in general.
You classify us, like, you even, like, classify us as a scientist. I'll take pseudo.
Pseudo-scientist.
Pseudo.
Okay, Phil Collins. Okay.
Yes, grandfather of our science practice.
Sure.
All right, yeah, so we're pseudo-archaeologists or pseudo-scientists. You know, they're looking for things that may or may not exist. Which, I mean, I guess... You hear stories and they get passed down from generation to generation and, you know...
Which we've talked about before, the whole, like, oral history and stuff.
Yeah,
and
like the Jersey Devil and...
Yeah, and how it could lead to, like what they talked about in Unbreakable, where, you know, comic books were, like, actually started out as, like, an oral history of something happening.
And then someone reinterpreted it as, like, superheroes.
Right, yeah. Right. It just got twisted more and more over the years.
So, yeah, so it's, like, very possible that maybe there was, like, you know, a small little village way back when man first became a thing, and maybe there was a flood.
And this guy had built a boat.
Yeah, maybe this, like, super handy Ron Swanson type just fucking knocked down a bunch of gopher wood, built himself an ark, just grabbed all the animals that he could, his wife and his sons and their wives, and they just had a little, like, you know, they just chilled on that boat for, like, 40 days, and then... Yeah. The flood water receded and
they, like, rebuilt a town and thought it was the entire world because they never really ventured outside the town and thought meanwhile, that was kind of the entire world.
Yes, meanwhile this is, like, all these utopias around them. So, like, that very well could be the thing, and, you know, the family of that passed it along and it kind of, like, went from town to town and then it became
a thing.
Yeah, and then I don't know.
Somebody wrote it into the Bible as, like, this big biblical flood, which I think there are other cultures that have talked about, like, the same style floods in different ways. Like, I think Egyptians have talked about, like, you know, mass floods and stuff. Yeah,
they have their own little versions.
Yeah. I mean,
every religion has their own Noah.
Yep.
You know, he might not be Russell Crowe. He might be someone else. Ours is Russell Crowe. We got Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Yes. Gladiator. LA Confidential. I think he was in a Robin Hood, right? Wasn't he in one of the Robin Hood remakes?
He was. Yeah. He totally was in a Robin Hood remake.
Yeah. He loves to be in, like, old-timey type roles.
He was also in Les Mis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I never saw it, but I remember hearing
about it. I saw it. He's not the best singer. I enjoyed the movie adaptation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone's going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Less miserable, because I was miserable.
Aw.
Just kidding. All right. Yeah, so... As we said, these stories have been passed down, and, you know, at some point people are going to get curious and go,
Yeah, like, they're going to try, especially the nature of human beings, we're curious animals, and, you know, we want to try and find proof.
Yeah.
That's kind of where science comes into play. We want to find proof of things.
Yeah.
And people that are, like, that quasi-scientific religious want to find proof that their religious beliefs are accurate.
Yeah, so just think of, like, the little boys in Stand By Me. They hear about a dead body in the woods. And you know what? We heard about a dead body. Let's go seek it out. Let's go try to find it. So this is, like, the people of the world heard about Noah's Ark. His boat, you know, crashed in a mountain somewhere. So, like, you know what? Let's just check all the mountains out. Like, you know.
Yeah, especially that one specific mountain.
Yeah, we got nothing to live for. Let's just go check out all the local mountains.
Yep.
So one of the big ones... is in, I think it's in Turkey, ish area, Mount
Ararat.
Ararat. I guess it's one of the largest mountains in the area.
I'm sorry, it just sounds like a Kennedy is saying something. Ararat. Yeah. Ararat.
We went to Mount Ararat with Marilyn Monroe and we dumped her there. She's my ark.
After driving over the trip, Chappaquiddick.
Yeah. We found Noah's Ark on the other end of the Chappaquiddick.
Ararat.
Um, R.I.P. Ted.
Oh my
and
God.
Bobby.
We're
and Jack,
terrible, terrible people.
And Rose. And Jackie O.
Yeah, and your poor couch has been defiled, I'm
yeah,
sorry to
I'm
say.
Sorry. Sorry about the cum stains.
Maria.
Jackie O. Sorry about the cum stains. Call back to episode one. Listen to it.
Yeah, listen to it and don't judge us too harshly.
Yes, like that other. All right, we haven't talked about this. We have to talk about this before we go further. So.
Yeah, do you have the name of the podcast that actually did this? So we can give them a plug.
Yeah,
because I feel like we owe them at least that.
Yeah, give me a hot second because it's in like my retweet thing. All right,
we'll just play some like Jeopardy music.
Price is Right theme song.
I don't know that one as well.
There's a show. It's a Twitch, which I guess is like.
Oh, you know, Twitch is where Critical Role is debuted live. Because they do once a week.
It's like a video, right?
Yeah, it's like a streaming service.
Yeah.
And it's video.
Yeah, so the thing that I heard, it's a video, and it's these two guys, these two dads who enjoy gaming, streams, and podcasts. So every Thursday, they do...
It's always on Thursdays, man.
Yeah, it's called Experience This. They're British. I remember they have a British accent. Hey, guys, call me.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So they do a show every Thursday. And
while you're talking about this, I'm going to refill my beverage.
Sure. They pick a new theme every episode. So one week, they decided to do the theme of red. So they found three podcasts with the word red in the title, R-E-D. So ours was called Red Wine and Mystery Stories. And they listen to an episode, and then they discuss it, and they review it, and kind of, I don't know, talk about it in depth. And they picked our episode of The Kennedy Curse. Which,
those poor, poor gentlemen.
Yeah, I don't think it's, like, the best accurate representation of our podcast.
It's not at all. It's not even close to an accurate representation. I mean, let's face it. It was how many years ago?
Yeah.
5 years right. ago?
Yeah, so I don't know if we've ever actually talked about this on the air. So,
We should get into this.
Well, we'll do a side quest. We'll do an origin story right now.
Yeah, we'll do a little origin story and then get back to Noah's Ark. I mean, we are talking about history, so I guess it makes
sense. We are history.
Yeah.
We are history. All right, so it was like 2013, and I don't know, Jill and I.
We were both working together at the bank.
We had cubicles next to each other.
Yes, and Patrick was doing Wine Bags.
Yes.
A podcast.
An old podcast I used to do. Shout out to the Wine Bags, RIP. Come back someday.
And he said to me at work late one night, I believe it was, it was after work when we were doing our drinking binges.
Yes.
I can't remember. And he said, you know, I have an idea for a spinoff of my Wine Bags podcast that I want to do. And it's going to tie in because it's going to be wine related. But really just because we'd be drinking wine while talking about it.
Yes.
So he said, I want to do like wine and mysteries. And I was like, well, I'm totally on board for the mystery stories. So he picked the name Red Wine and Mystery Stories. And not long after he like brought this up to me and I was like, I am so on board for this. We did a recording session.
Yeah, we did a very experimental recording. We picked the Kennedy Curse as our subject.
Yep.
We just kind of like gathered a bunch of stuff off of Wikipedia. I think I started to read a book about it, so I grabbed like a few snippets.
Yeah,
but it was a long book. I didn't think
right.
About it.
Yeah. Yeah, you had a lot of prep work that you had done, and I had not done much, which is true to form still today.
So,
but we recorded in my studio apartment.
Yeah.
In Middleborough.
With like seven cats there. It's a hot day.
Three.
It felt like seven.
And it was a studio apartment, so we were sitting on my bed and recording this
I showed up with two bottles of wine.
Which he drank both himself, because I can't do wine since it gives me migraines. So I had my rum, and he drank the wine.
And we got fucked up.
Two bottles of wine and a lot of rum later, we had about 3 hours worth of a recording.
Yes, and we whittled it down to like an hour and a half.
Yeah, Patrick did some creative editing there, which he originally said, it doesn't matter how many tangents we go into because I'll just edit a bunch of stuff out and I'll make it like an hour long and I'll be fine. 3 hours later, he was so drunk I wouldn't let him drive home. So we had food and then he sobered up a little bit and then he went home.
and then we didn't record for like 2 years after that. Maybe three.
It was more, I feel like it was longer than that.
It probably was. It was probably like 4 years. Oh, yeah, but 2013, and we just started releasing in 2018. Yeah, so it's like...
Yeah, because we didn't start recording again until I moved into the condo.
Yeah, so...
And you were already down here. So it was like a good...
4 years of sitting on this audio.
4 or 5.
Yeah, so...
Started recording in... No, it was... Oh, Bridgewater. So, like, 2016, we started recording again. So, like, three years.
Yeah, so, like, our first, like, 4 episodes of the podcast are, like, hella old.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were, like, previously recorded many years ago. We were experimenting. We were trying to find a groove. Like, you know, should we just, like, just be, like, an open discussion podcast? Or should we be, like, mysteries? And then after, like, we did these ones, we're like, all right, we got this, like, wackiness out of our system. Now we can just, you know, try to get serious.
In all honesty, the like, ones that we did starting in, like, 2016, so, like, the Bridgewater Triangle and stuff like that, that was much more put together and true to our form than our original episode. Our original episode is all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's about 20 to 30 minutes where we just talk about Peter Dinklage's penis.
Yes. Which is
it just got out of hand. It got out of hand. There's a lot of Arnold.
It got out of hand and into Jill's hand and my hand because his penis is large.
Patrick has an obsession and I don't know why.
Yes. All right. If anyone has ever seen Peter Dinklage's penis, tweet us at Red Wine Mystery and tell us about it. Describe it.
Tell
Patrick.
Do
an artist rendition of it.
Please, just tell Patrick. I really don't need to know.
Oh, I need to know.
Patrick needs to know, apparently. Right.
So anyway, this experience, this podcast, our Twitch account, they found us because they did a red theme. So they must have just, like, went onto, like, iTunes and wrote, like, red, and we popped up.
Mm-hmm.
And so they listened to the Kennedy Curse episode.
That's what we're assuming based on responses.
Based on, like, their response, because they talked about it very specifically.
Yeah.
And they said that they felt that we should change the name of our podcast because we really didn't get into the mysteries.
Which, true, in all honesty, in that episode, the mystery kind of went by the wayside in favor of the references and, you know, Peter Dinklage's penis.
Yes. So, I don't know.
So, yeah. So, they reviewed us and they were like, yeah, didn't they say they enjoyed all of our references and things but didn't think we got into the mystery enough?
Yeah, they said we should change the name to, like, a guy and a girl in, like, a pizza place or something.
Which I thought was funny.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We're not changing our name.
No.
And part of the joke is that, you know what? Fuck it. Who cares? We're not getting paid for this.
Yeah.
We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yes. Nobody's going to stop us.
But come on our podcast, though.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll... Maybe you have a mystery experience, this. Maybe you have a mystery
show. They gave us, like, 3 stars, though, right?
Yeah, it was like... They took off points for us not talking about a mystery, but I don't know. Maybe they should have listened to, like, the Lizard Man ep.
Yeah, because we get into some serious mystery territory there.
But I don't know. Maybe we'll send them some further eps.
Yes. Yeah, so anyway, shout out to those guys. What's the name of their
Experience This?
Experience This. Yeah. So
their Twitter handle is, and I'll tell you, you can go follow them and follow their adventures.
Yeah, check them out because, you know, we want to be nice and like, give them a shout out because that's kind of awesome that they reviewed us.
Yeah, so it's at Experience This 2, the number 2.
All right.
So basically just Experience This with the number 2.
Check that shit out.
Yeah, so
I'm sure they've got lots of good stuff. We haven't really watched anything else, but we're totally interested.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for reviewing us, and we totally understand your thoughts based on the episode that you listened to.
Yeah.
And we hope that you give the rest of our episodes a chance because we get better.
Yeah.
I think.
We appreciate your feedback.
Yes, we do.
All right, now we'll get back to the arc.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to the arc. All right.
The story arc.
All right. So we started to talk about Mount Ararat.
Ararat. I can't say that. I can't hear it and not hear it in a Kennedy voice.
So I was reading an old National Geographic article, our bros at Nat Geo. In 2007, a team of evangelical Christian explorers claimed they found the remains of Noah's Ark beneath snow and volcanic debris on Turkey's Mount Ararat. But, hold on. Some archaeologists, regular archaeologists and historians, are taking the latest claim that Noah's Ark has been found as seriously as the past ones, which is to say, not very. Not very seriously, girl.
Which, I gotta say, it came up on Snopes.com as false.
Yes. I was like, all right, let me just double check this on Snopes. Just a little confirmation. And it said, you got the big, like, red false.
I gotta say, if you Google what it was Noah's Ark real, the first, like, one of the first links that comes up is Snopes, and it's like, false!
All right. Which so is great. The guys who went on this trip, I have a quote. You ready for a quote?
Yes.
All right, this is great. I'm trying to think of the voice I should use. I don't know.
Do you want to bring in an Ezekiel, or do you want to do something different?
It's a 2007. It's 2007.
Okay, so Ezekiel's a little old-timey for that.
Yeah. We'll bring him in for another ep coming up.
Oh, yeah. Sure we'll do one this...
Maybe
this...
we can do a bro. Hey, dudes. Yeah, it's 2007.
Yeah.
Brittany just had a fucking meltdown. She shaved her head. Fuck Federline. Fuck him. But anyway, I was just at Mount Ararat. Cool place, man. We did some cliff diving. Did some snowboarding. It was very extreme, but we were, you know, we're just chilling. We're just hanging out. Drinking a few Oktoberfests by Sam Adams. And I don't know, I was like, what's that over there? Under that snow and volcanic debris over there. Let's go check it out. So we went over, we checked it out. And it's not 100% that it is Noah's Ark. We do think it's 99.9% that it is.
Yeah,
so,
it's like totally Noah's Ark, dude.
Yeah, dude. 0.1% margin of error. So check out my film on this. I made a film and you can find it on YouTube. Follow me. Just write Noah's Ark, I think. I don't even, you'll find it. It's cool. So that's my Noah's Ark bro.
That's the Noah's Ark bro.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I'd hang out with him.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah, go get him. He's a Christian explorer.
I feel like we should bring up Craig Christ again.
Ooh, yeah. Craig. Ooh, you know what?
Craig Christ.
All right, let's start it again. Craig Christ. Jesus' brother?
Yeah. Doesn't turn water into wine, but into cold Coors Light.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, we love Craig.
I'm fucking Craig.
Yeah, fuck you, Craig.
Craig Christ.
Yeah. Jesus sucks.
Stephen Lynch, totally awesome songwriter.
Yeah, Craig Christ.
I do love the line in there about there's no sibling rivalry when he's nailed to that tree.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, whoa, yeah.
Watch out for that tree. Sorry, Jesus freaks. Sorry if you came here for like a fun like biblical adventure, but...
You came to the wrong fucking place, yeah. Man, if you're looking for biblical stuff.
You should have listened to Experience This.
Yeah. You don't want to experience this.
So, as I said, the team claims to have found, on their 2007-2008, they found 7 large wooden compartments buried at 13,000 feet above sea level. So that would be like, that's a fucking major flood.
Yeah. Right there.
That's like rain for days.
Yeah, that's water world level shit right there.
And like, they said it was near the peak of Mount Ararat. Near the peak, so Uga.
Hmm.
So they, you know, they found it. They went back. Gathered all their film crew, gathered all their equipment, and they went back in October 2009 to document it. And
did they have Kevin Costner with them?
I don't know. The article kind of ends there.
Oh, and that's it. Ba-boom.
So many Christians believe that the mountain in Turkey is the final resting place of Noah's Ark, which the Bible says protected Noah, his fam, and his pairs of animals during the divine deluge that wiped out most of humanity.
I feel like nature is trying to do that in little pieces with hurricanes that are, like, causing massive flooding.
Yeah, so, I don't know. All right, so now we're in an era now where we can radiocarbon date wood and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, radiocarbon dated the wood taken from the discovery site, whose location they're keeping secret for now.
Oh, boy.
Shows the purported ark is about 4,800 years old, which coincides roughly with the time of Noah's flood implied by the Bible, which just seems like wildly inaccurate to me.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of ifs.
Yeah, like I feel like, all right.
What's implied by the Bible.
Yeah, what's it, who are the creationists? Who are those people that,
Oh, yeah, they're the people that don't believe in evolution are creationists.
All right. So, have you ever seen the movie The Wizard with Fred Savage, and he's like on a video, he's on a quest across the country to go to a video game convention, or Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
I have seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure. The one with Fred Savage, I feel like I haven't seen the actual movie, but I've seen a lot about it.
Okay, so in the movie The Wizard and in Pee's Big Adventure, they're in the desert and they go to a dinosaur park.
Okay.
And it's a bunch of, like, dinosaur statues that are, like, in the middle of a desert.
Yeah.
You recall?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's about, maybe about, like, 30, 40 minutes outside of Palm Springs. So.
Okay.
I grew up on both of those movies, Pee-wee's Big Adventure and The Wizard.
That does not surprise me at all.
And, like, for the longest time in my life, like, my lifelong goal was to go to the dinosaur park in Cabazon, California. So, I don't know, when my friends moved out there, like, in 2005, I'm like, we gotta go. And every time I went there, we never went. But finally, in 2013, I think it was 2013. Yeah, wow. I went in 2013. I finally went there. And Allison and I went there. So we got there. We're all excited. We're
Dildo snapping. Allison?
What?
Dildo Allison?
Dildo Allison?
You had a friend named Allison that did my first Athena's party way back in the day.
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Robin.
No, that was Robin. Yeah, sorry. Why do I keep thinking she's Allison? Sorry. Yeah, anyway.
All right. So we finally went there. We were all excited. We pulled up. We snapped some pics. And, like, we looked up on the website. We found out there was, like, a fun gift shop. We thought we were going to get, like, all kinds of gifts and gags and stuff. And there was, like, nothing in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was lame. It was like candy. It was like Pop Rocks. Like overly priced Pop Rocks. So then,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's like, this is kind of weird. This is like a weird place. But if you pay $15 each, you get to walk through the park and you get to go into the Tyrannosaurus Rex. So we have to do this because this is like Pee-wee was up there.
Yeah.
And Fred Savage was up there and he kissed Jenny Lewis, I think, up there. So like, we got to go in this. So we pay $15. And it turns out the place is run by creationists. So as you're walking through, like, the little, like, they built a little, like, path.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these, like, articles, like, 5,000 years ago, man and dinosaurs lived together.
And all so these, it's like Jesus riding a T-Rex or something.
Yeah, it was just this weird fucking thing. And we were just like, what the fuck is going on? And then you get to the end of it, and they're, like, handing you pamphlets and shit. So we were like,
wow.
Let's get the fuck out of here. So after we got to the top, we, like, ran down, we got the fuck out of there. And then we, like, I went on their website, and it was like, oh, I went on, like, the Wikipedia of the park, and it was, like, in 1996, the park was purchased, like, it was, like, about to be destroyed, but then a bunch of creationists purchased it and, like, revitalized it.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Made it, like, a weird theme park, like, to, like, spout their agenda. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No. They ruined everything.
Yeah, they ruined everything. So, like, never again am I going, like, I'm never going back there. Like, my childhood, like, you know, like, they say, like you, like, killed my childhood?
Yeah.
Like, they said about, like, Star Wars episode, whatever just came out, episode 8 or something. The Cabazon dinosaurs killed my, the creationists killed my childhood.
Yep.
Crushed my life into pieces. Cut my life into pieces.
This is your last resort?
It was my last resort, so, I don't know. But, all right, so... Oh, yeah. So anyway, they said the carbon dated was like 4,800 years old, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
According to this article that I just read right here, the Bible is only 4,000 years old. So even if...
Which I feel like people that are like creationists and like devout Bible believers, like believe it verbatim.
Bible stompers.
Yeah, something like that. They don't add years as years... go on, they just keep reading it as if it's like from this point. So it's like, okay, so in like 1900 they were saying, you know, like 4,000 years ago man was created, but they're still saying in 2018 4,000 years ago. Well, guess what, guys, it's been a long time and you have to add years to that.
Yeah,
like, right. I don't think they're thinking that way. They keep just looking at the Bible and going, okay, from this point it's this many years back. No, maybe you should go back to when that came out.
Yeah, so like they're saying that
4,000 years back from that.
So they're saying the Bible is only 4,000 years. The carbon dated wood is 4,800 years old. So they said the math works there. But I don't know. The planet Earth is like billions of years old. We have found like remnants of humans.
We have that like facts. Yeah, we have facts to go on now. There's actual scientific data.
I know. I feel like this would be like I wish our scientist was here. He would just come in and just fucking...
He would. He would, like, destroy this argument. Yeah, he'd just be like, nope, here's some facts I'm going to lay down. Because he's also an atheist, so he's, like, very, like, I will prove these creationists wrong with these, like, scientific facts and data.
All right. This is how I'm going to close Noah's Ark. So there's a gentleman, his last name is Sasson. I don't know his first name. We'll call him Joe. Joe Sasson. He's a Bible scholar. And he thinks that biblical writers intended the story of Noah's Ark to be allegorical, not a true recount of historical events. And by presenting a scenario in which humanity is punished for its wickedness, they were trying to draw us to the notion of God, of a God who asks us to be acceptable.
Okay. So, well, I mean, I feel like that could be said about a lot of the stories in the Bible.
It's like an Aesop's fable kind of thing.
Right. It's not supposed to be taken literally. It's supposed to be, hey, this is a story that's kind of trying to drive a point home with, like, ghoulish overtone or something.
Yeah, like, be good.
Ghoulish overtone, Summer. Ghoulish overtone. I'm sorry.
Be good to others.
Yeah, if and not, like, be better people, or yeah. I'm just gonna fucking wipe you out again. With
Karma is a bitch.
Yeah.
Karma will come back and flood your planet. And I don't know, you'll have to drown unless you're, like, special, like Noah.
Yeah, or, you know, unless you evolve.
Yeah.
Haha, like Kevin Costner with his gills and webbed feet.
Yeah, ooh.
Can
yeah.
I just say, when I first saw that, I was fairly young enough to, like really just idolize it, and I was like, I want to have gills and webbed feet. I still, to this day, I'm like, I wish I had gills and webbed feet like Kevin Costner in Waterworld, so I could just swim really well.
We got all a Halloween. We got a Halloween costume for you. You can be Kevin Costner in Waterworld.
I'm pretty sure Jay will not consent to being the lady in that role.
Jean Trippahorn, what's her name?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm bad with names.
All right. Well, sorry. Sorry, you're bad with
sorry.
Names. You're bad with names, but you're good at other things, like remembering Monty Python quotes.
It's true.
And the unicorn song.
Yeah.
All these years
I'm sorry,
later.
But I think we need to bring that up, because I can't believe that you've never heard that.
We'll have to do it after, because it might be a copyright thing, so we might not be able to play.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know, we'll do it post. You know what? If you want to hear the unicorn song, just go to YouTube, write unicorn song, I think.
Yeah.
Sherry Lewis and Bram. And, I don't know, there are some dark days ahead of us.
Yes, I mean, honestly, the weather keeps getting worse. We're fucking up the planet more and more, thanks to, you know, shitheads all over.
Our gas-guzzling SUVs, our power plants polluting the rivers and lakes
sorry,
that we used to.
It's true. We, honestly, we have so many alternatives that we could employ that would be way more effective in so many ways. For generating power. And
but
I
feel like as soon as we start to, like, we got, like, you know, like, we got the green initiative that was going on.
Yeah, we were making progress.
But as soon as we get there, like, something changes our minds.
Yeah, it's called shit-ass government.
Or, like, I mean, I feel like we wouldn't blindly follow a leader like that. I feel like there's something in the air.
We are currently.
Something in the air that's making us.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
I think you're right. There's some, like, mind control shit going on that's making us.
There's a chemically induced Pied Piper.
Ooh.
And he's leading us to the edge of darkness.
Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge.
I'm trying not
to lose my head.
Uh-huh. Yes. So, no, there's something amiss in this world we have to be wary about.
It's been around for a while. It's just been getting worse and worse over the years, and we're kind of in a frog in hot water situation, where it's like we've gotten to the point where we're now boiling to death, but we don't realize it because it was a gradual increase.
Yeah, we see a sky writer in the sky, and he's like, oh, he's doing, like, a cute marriage proposal, but guess what?
It's messing with your mind.
Yes, because it is.
Chemtrails!
Yes, chemtrails are coming for us. They're raining down on us. They're flooding our waters. They're getting in our drinking water. They're getting in our shower water.
It's real reason the next Noah's flood is going to happen.
Yes. So this next week, we're finally going to do it. I know we've said it like 100 times.
But yeah, but we have to get into it.
We're legit. We're getting to it. We're going to save the planet, save the world, save the cheerleader.
Captain Planet!
Yes. The power is yours.
It's true.
And as always,
deuces!
Oh, before we go, where can you follow us?
Oh, that's right. Didn't we already do that? But never mind. Anyway,
do it again.
So you can reach us at our email address, redwinemysteries@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. We have a group. Just search for Red Wine and Mystery Stories. We are on Twitter @RedWineMystery. And we're on Tumblr. Just search for Red Wine and Mystery Stories. You'll find us eventually.
Yes. And I don't know, maybe by the time this airs, we'll have t-shirts. Who knows?
Ooh,
yeah. Or
yeah.
Coasters.
Yeah. Keep an eye out. Maybe we'll have some cool merch for you.
Some cool swag.
Yeah.
Maybe Jill will get up on that. Maybe there'll be like a very special candle scent that she's working on.
Okay.
Maybe it'll smell like a...
It's going to be the mystery scent.
The first morning of Noah's step onto...
olive branch and horse shit.
Yeah, there we go. So, if you love olive branches, you love horse shit, and you want your house to smell like it,
it's gonna be the candle for you.
Yeah, great stocking stuffer. Gift for grandma.
Please don't stuff my stocking with
that. Maybe grandma's house won't smell like piss anymore. It'll smell like olive branch and horse shit. And as always, Jill Buck.
Deuces.
Yes, watch the skies for chemtrails.